the fruit of the Bodhisattva way. You who seek the Dharma should seek nothing. Do not grasp what is good, nor reject what is bad. Do not lean toward either purity or impurity. Speak appropriately about the affairs of your own life, for each matter you encounter constitutes the meaning of your existence, and your actions are without hindrance. The fruit of the Bodhisattva way is just thus. The myriad forms of the entire universe are the seal of the single Dharma. You who seek the Dharma should seek nothing. We come and we sit together and we sit still. And of course, it's very common that when we begin to practice meditation, we are aiming for particular states of mind. We hope to feel at ease. We hope to feel good, happy. Many of us in beginning probably have notions of purifying ourselves in some way, purifying our awareness, purifying our thought, purifying our intentions. To some extent, we think of our practice as a self-help book. I think there really is some benefit to sitting. It's just that while we're looking down, peering down into the box, aiming to fix ourselves with our little tools in hand, the roof is being taken off over our head. And one day we look up and see the sky. So our practice opens us. And that's not really something that we can do with all of our strategies. Of course, we continue to practice them anyway. And fortunately, they aren't often too much of a hindrance. We can have enormous faith that this act of coming together and sitting, taking this posture, practicing stillness and together action, together walking, these forms have great power for the way, often despite ourselves. Nonetheless, it's helpful to have reminders about our intentions. If you have come here to be a better version of yourself, what freedom you might feel if you just put that burden down and meet yourself as you are, with compassion. So we don't need to grasp what is good or reject what is bad. We don't need to build a fortress around ourselves in our practice of Zazen. I won't let anything that isn't good in. All the bad stuff can stay away. grief, guilt, shame, anxiety, if we imagine that by practicing Zazen, we will no longer feel any of these things, we are imagining that we will no longer be human. Often these very emotions are the ground of our compassion, not only for ourselves, but for others. We know what it is to feel these things. And so we feel for others, and that becomes our motive to be of service in the world, to help people, to suffer less. But that's not the only reason not to reject your pain or suffering. Everything is a Dharma gate. Everything. Everything is a window into our true nature. So when we suffer, we can sit with it with an open heart. Just be with it, attend to it, care for it, like caring for a child. And we soften through that process. Our brittleness falls away. And we gain a window into the nature of suffering. We see that it is not a fixed entity at all by looking deeply into it. That it's a shape-changing cloud. That in fact our labels of it are often what make us suffer the most. That when we let grief in, when we simply grieve without separating from it, without pushing it away, it's actually quite liberating. We are fine. We are free to be exactly as we are. No need to control what manifests. That's true freedom. And we learn that everything goes on its own way. Purity and impurity are just labels that we give to life, which is boundless and no label can pin it down. We begin to just meet each moment just as it is. And that's our practice, so grounded and simple, really. Our grandiose ideas about who we are and what we will become through practice just dissolve over time. And instead, we find that we're meeting each moment as best we can with just an appropriate response. Where there is suffering, we do our best to alleviate it, whether it's in ourselves or in others. Where there is war, we work for peace. This is the Bodhisattva way, and it isn't grandiose. It's a simple matter of doing what is in front of us. Each matter you encounter constitutes the meaning of your existence. Each person you meet in that moment is the meaning of your life. So simple, so grounded, so clear. Nothing extra needed. Comprehending this, one acts in the fashion of one's time. Just, I love this, just wearing clothes. eating food, constantly upholding the practices of a bodhisattva, passing time according to circumstances. I think this chant was written for those of us who come with big ideas about what we hope to be through this practice. Big ideas about what constitutes enlightenment. It's an invitation to put down those ideas. Beyond those ideas, there is a field, as Rumi would say. I will meet you there. Thank you.